Avoid of Gmilus Chasodim.
Okay.
Klal Yisrael, that's the standard, umnis that we have, that we do right. The Chazal tell us, we're always teifis umnis aviseinu. But chesed, it's me'al shemayim. The chesed that Klal Yisrael do in an Eis Sarah is not to be believed. Not to be believed. If you look what's going on now in Eretz Yisrael, in all stripes, all mik, the chesed is mamish bursting out. Our other two weapons is Torah and Avodah. The Avodah is, the chesed is much easier. Because chesed, number one, the koyach of chesed doesn't need lishma. There's a famous tshuva of Rashba. The Rashba says that the dugma the Gemara gives for shaloi lishma is tztoke. Right? Somebody says, selazul tztoke b'shul sheyichye b'ni, hareze tzadik gomo. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Everybody asks on the Gemara, Tzadik Gomor, you could say, Epsi Yoitz Etztoka, Tzadik Gomor. So they ask that kasha. And there's different approaches how to explain Tzadik Gomor. The Chofetz Chaim is so bothered with it, and the Avos Chesed. The Chofetz Chaim says, maybe there was a gilsa, just Tzadik Gimu, and it meant Tztoka Gomorrah. Not Tzadik, not talking about the Gavre, talking about the Chefze. Right, the chefetz of the tztokah. But even according to the Chofetz Chaim, there's shleimus to the tztokah. The Tshuva of Rashba explains that by Ben Adam L'chaveri, the ikar is the tetzor. The main nekuda Hashem wants is that there should be chesed. Toiv asa'oni, right? So it does, even if your kavon is not so ritzuyah, the tetzor is the main thing. So the lishma is less of an issue. I saw a drasha that Reb Chaim Belinzer, Chatzadik Levrocha, gave by the cornerstone laying of the Hadassah Hospital. Right? Shari Tzedek Hospital, actually, was. He was alive at the time. And he spoke. So he said over there that he said the B'nai Torah, Feist Achoyis, the money was very tight. He said the B'nai Torah should go and raise money. Help raise money for the hospital. And he said, Hagam that the halacha is for any mitzvah averus mevatel talmud Torah. He says, I hold you shouldn't be mevatel Torah even for mitzvah averus, because that's only if you're doing the mitzvah lishma. If you're doing a mitzvah shelo lishma, in order to be mevatel Torah, you have to be lishma. But then he brought down this tshuva of Rashba. He said, but a hospital to be mischasik with cholim, that's even shelo lishma. And a yoyz that even shelo lishma, even the bnei Torah should close the gemara to raise money for the hospital. So chesed is easier. Torah. Tefillah is a shverzach. That's why I figured tonight we should spend a little time focusing on tefillah. The Torah should be about tefillah. So I want to talk a little bit about the koyach tefillah and how do we perfect the tefillah? How do we perfect the tefillah? Mebetzach me'al, meshreit me'al. How do you make your tefillah better? So there's a fascinating mabit. The mabit in Beis Elikim brings down the famous Gemara in Brachas. Also, la'odom l'spalel b'koil ram. The Gemara says, "Mespalel is not going to be mashmiya koilei b'tefilosa. You have to daven quietly." The Gemara says, Rashi brings down over on the Gemara, "The choishev kiluin Hashem isbarach shemei tefilosa." It's mamish mektane yamona. Fact now, he says the Yesh Lachshes Mefurish by Moshe Rabbeinu VaYitzak Moshe El Hashem. He says, how could you say that a person who davens supposed to daven quietly? The tefillah that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu VaYitzak Moshe El Hashem, and that's not the first time. That it was several times. Moshe was tzayek. So the Mabit says as follows: VYesh Loimar. Ki atfilois hasiduois b'chol yoyim shaloi beis tzora ein la'oimram b'koil. Aval tfilo shemispalim b'eis tzora i efshar sheyispalil oisam ha'odom b'nachas. That's what the Mabit says. Can't be done b'nachas. There's a difference. The tfilo b'eis tzora is different than stamat tfilo. If you look in the Rambam that I assume the Olam went through the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis Perek Aleph, the Rambam says there's a mitzvah min ha-toyra luzei kula'ariya al kol tzora shetovay al ha-tzibur. That means there's a separate mitzvah to be tzoyek on a tzora. If you go on the third, I think it's the third page in the Maram Akremis here, we have an Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe, I'll tell you the beginning of the tshuva. The beginning of the tshuva is handling, does a goy have a chayvas tefillah? A goy? Does a goy? That was the shaila they asked him. Does a goy have a chayvas tefillah? So Moshe starts by saying, l'chayra not, it's not one of the shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Which the Rishonim always use that as a raya. Something is not found in the shiva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, it can't be a chayva. Yamal Zokter Moshe, let's just read the part that's negeh to us. Zokter Moshe, after he says it's bor, she'en l'chi if tfil l'arei limna mitzvah she'en adam l'chaveri, but then he says like this, he says. It's poshut, he says. Says Rav Moshe. It's poshut to him that even those that hold that tefillah is not their eisim. So Rav Moshe avadet is a chayvas tefillah, if you look at the beginning of the paragraph. Poshut. Sha'af asoivrim the tefillah who rak the Rabbanon, which is the Ramban Shita. Even if you hold that tefillah is only the Rabbanon, says Ram, who rak le'inyin l'spalil b'kol yom, af she'in lo tzerech miyuchot. You don't have a specific need. You have regular needs, right? But you don't have a specific need. Zokter Moshe, Avo kishayesh wa ha'odom sorech miyuchud kemoy beis sora, yoidu sheuchiv min ha'toyro lispal. Unbelievable word, Moshe. This is all mavusas on that Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ramban says like an efshar, but Moshe says it's poshut, that's the rice. Rav Moshe says that even though the Ramban uses a lashon efshar, the Ramban just means efshar, that's the posuk. But avad it's a choyv. So if you go to the end of this paragraph, he says like this, four lines up from the end. V'yalzeh oydaseh levad achiv mitzad ikrei oemuna. If a person has a tzora and he doesn't turn to the Rabban Shalom, is an ishken maimin. You're not a maimin. You have to daven because if you need something and you're in a desperate matzav, and you're not calling out to the Rabbanu Shalom, Felton Dain Emunah is Dr. Moshe Oy Bazoi, he says, V'kivon shehu mitzad ikre emuno, yesh chiyuv gam al benoyach l'spalo be'ez torosei. Unbelievable word, Moshe. There's a chiyuv in the davin, be'ez torosei, the goy has a chiyuv tefillah, be'ez torosei, al ikre emunah. That means, but Moshe holds this is such an ikra emunah. By the way, a goy's emunah is different than our emunah. Many Rishonim hold a goy could believe in shittuf. There's a famous Shuvas Neidah B'Yudah, Metar Amor. But Moshe is saying tefillah in a time of tzora is so much ikra emunah that it's so basic that even a goy is mechuyev. Even a goy has to have that. Is the updash of tefillah in a eis tzora is your fundamental level of emunah. So I want to bring you a tremendous raya to this Rav Moshe. There's a famous Gemara of Metzia. The Gemara talks about the attributes of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is Koyach HaTfilah. The Gemara says they asked Eliyahu HaNavi why he was delayed. He said he was delayed because it was Rosh Chodesh. He was being Mishamish Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov. It's a good excuse, right? Eliyahu HaNavi said I was delayed. I was being mishamish Avraham Yitzchak Yankov, and he goes through the whole thing. He says, "I washed Avraham Avinu's hands. I waited for him to finish davening. Then I washed Yitzchak's hands. I waited for him to finish davening, and then Yankov." Zokti Gemara, that's not a good excuse. For loik minu b'hadi adodi, let the others daven together. What do you have to wait for Avraham to finish and then to wash Yitzchak's hands and wait for him to finish? And yeah. Like minu b'adi adodi, Zokti Gemara Savri, Eliyanovi answered them. This was in the Masifta de Rebbe. He said, Savri, takvi berachami. If the others are going to be davening, the three of them together in one shot, Maisi leil Mashiach b'loy zimni. Mashiach kol kam shaloy bezmanay. And that's not a maila. That won't be a maila. Memela, that's why I couldn't have Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov davening together. I always talk to Gemara. So they asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is there somebody, yesh dugma b'olam hazeh? Do we have somebody in our door like the Ovis? That could prevail, like the Ovis. Zok der yeh? Rav Chil Bonov, they have the koyach atfil like Avraham Yitzchak and Yankov. It's unbelievable Gemara. What was the ma'aseh of Chil Bonov? Omer Mashiv Aruach, they needed rain. They brought Rav Chia Gedavent. Rav Chia said the words Mashiv Aruach, Noshiv Zikya. The wind came. Omer Moir Dageshem, Osi Mitra. Started raining. He was about to say Mechai Amesim, Rogash Alme. They didn't want him to say Mechai Amesim because he'll be stopping Chiz Amesim. How's he stating the Gemara B'Matzia? Right? Shrek the Welt, I want to discuss it with Shem Abchatzkel Sarner. It's a Peladik Gemara. Reb Chiya didn't ask for anything. Mashiv Ruach is not a Bakosha. It's a statement. Moirid HaGeshem is not a Bakosha. It's a statement. Mechayim Meisim HaTorav Lishia is also not a Bakosha. It's Gevuras Hashem. You're talking about Hashem's greatness. You're listing Hashem's greatness. So what's going on here? The question that they asked Eliyahu HaNavi, who has a koyach hatfila? Simply you learn, who has the koyach habakosha? So yeah, we have in our generation, there's somebody who has the koyach hatfila like Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Zizokta. Koyach like Avraham Yitzchak. Okay? The ma'aseh was, there was no even bakosha. There was a pshat then. What is pshat? Rabbi said, I think pshat is poshet. Going back to where Moshe says, and the Ramban says, and the Rambam says, It's all one you said. The Rashbin Shuvis, he talks about the famous philosophical question, what are we davening? The Eibishter knows what he has to take care of. The Eibishter knows that we need a Baruch Shepetrani from all the Sene Yisrael. The Eibishter Vestas. First off, we're davening. What do we need to daven? So if the Rashbin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ade L'Tfiloson Shol Yisrael. It's good to see this Tshuvas HaRash, B'chei L'Kesim Menun. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ade L'Tfiloson Shol Yisrael. Then he goes and explains. V'kachi Midas Hashem Yisbarach. That is the Midas Hashem. Sh'al Yidei Tfilos Chasidov U'Birchoseyim. By us davening. Yisratze V'Yisrabe Tuvoy. Zokta. Shall you day kachon umarim sha'onu bekapov shawakodesh boch? The Rashba says that when we daven, we show that we are in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means it's not the request, it's the acknowledgement. It's the acknowledgement, our total emunah, that it's Hashem levadai. This morning I was talking to David Stefanski, the Rebbe by us in the yeshiva. So I was reminiscing Yom Kippur War. My family moved to Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks before Yom Kippur War. My father was then a public school teacher, and he went to Kollel, unheard of in those days. He grew up in the Bronx. He didn't get a chance to have a proper, you know, he had some kind of Talmud Torah there. He wanted to learn. So he asked Rabbi Scheinberg. Rabbi Scheinberg said, come to Eretz Yisrael. That's all it took for my father. He went to Eretz Yisrael. So we mamish arrived in Eretz Yisrael 2 weeks before Yom Kippur. Well, 3 weeks before Yom Kippur War. You can imagine. It was right before Rosh Hashanah. I was home, I remember like yesterday, I was a 7-year-old kid. I remember like yesterday. I was sitting on the porch with my father. We were learning Mishnayos Yumeh. It was between Musaf and Mincha. There were sirens going off. So in America, sirens was a siren. It's an ambulance. It's a police car. It's a fire truck. You start seeing people pulling babies out of strollers, running into them. So my father went to the next door neighbor, knocked on the door. My father's an American, Vavais from Gornish, and Muhammad was knocked on the guy at the door he knocked on, his name was Winter. He was already there from 67. He saw on his bullet, the Matostov was the border in 67. He had bullets on his Marpeset. So I came, my father knocks on the door in his American Hebrew, Slichor, Mazer. So the guy looks at me and goes, Mistame, Muhammad Mashu. מה מסתובבים? מסתובבים זה מלחמה או משהו. A war or something. Nuchomo! So Motzi and Kippur, we ran to, it was a Pella. I remember we were in the Miklat, they were calling reservists, mamish like now. They were calling in reserve. In the Miklat, they were pulling people out. They were pulling, so mamish, Motzi and Kippur, my father ran to Rabbi Sharnberg. He said, I should go home now. No, I mean, I'm not staying. And so Rabbi Sharnberg, I remember he laughed. He said, the airport's closed. Yeah. You're here. For next kufa, you're here. And then we stayed. I'm just saying that was the... So I was telling Reb David, that was like a similar Muhammad to now where nobody was prepared. Nobody was... It was Pisayim. It was Pisayim. So he said that he lived in Bnei Brak at the same time. David Stefanski. And his father, Meir Stefanski, was a Chatzi... Chatzi L'Hashem and Chatzi L'Chem. Half year he was in Bnei Brak and half year he was in Muncie. Or something like that. So he went to the Stipler with the same Shaila. Should he go home? He went to the Stipler. And the Stipler Zatzal told him that he could stay, he should stay, and there's going to be a Nitzochen. The end of the day is going to be a Nitzochen. And the Stipler told him like this, I'm just telling you what the Stipler said. The Stipler said that after 67, the Eibishter did Nisim Gluyim for Klal Yisrael, und sie gewann zu viel Koichi v'hoitzim Yodi osel Yisachai lazeh. There was too much Koichi for Oitzim Yodi. They spoke about their might and their strength and it. Where was the Yad Hashem? He says, that created a Zam. The Stipler knew what he's saying. He said, that created a Zam, a Charoin Af. He says, this Muhammad, the way it happened, and the fact that they weren't prepared, and the Yetzir the Gaiva Vegegangen, and Yetzir Shen Zayin HaNitzoch. And the Stipler, based on this, the Stipler told him to stay. That's the mice I heard today from Rav David Stefanski. The Iker part of Tefillah is to understand that we're beyond of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Iker. And the more you realize that, I mean, maybe Rav Chiya didn't have to ask for anything. When Rav Chiya said, Merid HaGeshem, he was saying, Ani Ma'amin Be'emun Shleime, that the Geshem comes beyond of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'not the Mitra. The Bakosh is not the main thing, V'Horaya. Rav Chiya didn't even ask for anything. Rav Chiya acknowledged. He didn't ask, he didn't say one thing. He was about to say Mechayim Esim, das Voltaichen getroffen. The world had to shake, the world had to move. He wasn't asking, he was acknowledging. This is the biggest riot to Rav Moshe's Yesoid, that's the main part of Tefillah. So we have to focus ourselves on this Tekufa, that every Tefillah we make should be B'chol Libeinu, an acknowledgement that it's Yodov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the army, it's not the strategies, it's not the lack of strategies, it's not the other strategies. It's all Yodav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more our tefillah is going to be Mizdabik B'darkei Shel Reb Chiya, it's going to be full acknowledgement that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter Tofen, it'll be our Enu Niflois. We'll see Niflois and Yeshuas, it should be a Mitzvah Hashem, it should be the end. We shouldn't lose even one more Neshama. It should be only Bisurus Tevis.